1077 The Island is your station for real music variety. Good Wednesday morning. Thanks for being here. Lori Lou, GI Trivia, keeping me company. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Thanks for asking.
It's good to have you here. I can't believe it's midweek already.
I know.
I love having you hang out.
Yeah. It's been a long week. I had a very long weekend, but I'm kind of proud of myself. I did the Cornhusker State Games bicycle ride in North Platte this Sunday. It was a 50-mile.
What did that entail?
Ride. Almost dying. It starts at Cody Park, and then you got a route, and you ride your bike for 50 miles.
50 miles?
50, 5-0.
I don't like to drive for 50 miles.
Yeah, I know.
How long does a 50-mile bike ride take?
It took us 4 hours and 47 minutes.
Jeez, that's hard on your everything.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm not going to lie. I realized I'm not as young as I used to be because I used to be able to do that.
Like, that poor bike seat.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, that was never easy. I mean, I've done hour long bike rides when I was younger.
Yeah,
and
like
that was tough then.
10 miles. Yeah. Yeah. I know.
Wow.
Yeah.
You might want to go to Ace Hardware, get one of those electric bikes.
Trust me. I'm used to riding here in town where it's pretty flat. Any of these rides that we do, there's hills, up and down. And down is great, but you know, when you go down, you got to go up.
Do you find that Grand Island is not real bike or walk friendly? I mean, we got some fantastic trails.
Yes.
But as far as riding,
yes.
I love to ride in the morning from my house. It's a mile and a half from my house to the radio station. I'll tell you, when I get off the air, it's treacherous. I don't enjoy it.
Yep.
Not enough room to share the road with the cars and the trucks.
Here's the thing, though. When you do these rides, you're on highways or county roads, and sometimes these people, like, you can tell the ones that don't care about bike riders. One, the other day, if I put my arm out,
you can touch.
I would, 100%. You should have heard, scared the, because I had my earbuds in. You should have heard the words that came out of my mouth. Scared.
Do you wear a helmet?
You have to when you do that. Otherwise, here in town, no, I don't. I'm one of those. I take my chances, but I don't fall off my bike, unlike you.
Still, here it comes.
Yeah. Well, it was so funny. How does a grown man fall off his bike?
It was the first time I rode in a long time.
It was great.
I was trying to get off the way you get off a horse, you know, like the bike is still rolling, and with my right foot,
I turn around and you're laying in the grass.
And you were laughing.
Yeah, well, of course.
Not checking to see if I'm okay before you laughed, you just laughed.
Yeah, as you would me.
I don't think I would.
Oh, stop.
Lori Lou, GI Trivia, did you gig last night?
No, I didn't. My last gig was last Thursday, and tomorrow afternoon, I'm going to Lakeview Rehabilitation Center. I'm going to do a freebie out there. I'm going to entertain the people out there for a little while with some music bingo, and then I'll be at Wine, Beer, and Spirits for my normal. There is a food truck. I can't remember. Tacos La Isla, I believe, is the food truck tomorrow.
Wine, Beer, and Spirits. Will you stick around? We'll talk about...
Well, I'm not done with my schedule. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. So, last week, when I wanted to talk about it, you said we'll talk about it next week. So, guess what? It's next week. So, yeah. So, Friday night, I will also be at Wine, Beer, and Spirits for Grand Island Games. They have added a trivia portion of the Grand Island Games. I did it last year. It was a lot of fun. And then Saturday night, again at Wine, Beer, and Spirits, I will have my monthly music bingo night. And it is 70s and 80s.
Am I hearing this correctly? You're there tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. More on that coming up and a bonus question, right?
Yep.
Fantastic.
Waking up with Franz Man, one man party in the morning on the island.
107.7 The Island, your station for real music variety. Got another hot one today. Your Tri-Cities forecast, isolated showers and thunderstorms possible. It's about a 20% chance. But a sunny day, a beautiful morning right now. Headed up to 92. Heat index will feel like 101. And tonight, showers and thunderstorms, 70% chance. And with that will be cooler temperatures. Tonight's low, it looks like it's going to be in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow's high, 82. So a bit of a cool down. Another hot one today, though. Headed up to what's going to feel like 101. Right now, 76 GI. Hastings, a few clouds, 75. In Kearney, 74.
Don't do it.
Lori Lou is here. GI trivia. Why are you at Wine, Beer, and Spirits 3 days in a row?
Thursday is my normal day, and then Friday is the Grand Island Games. Like I said,
what does that mean?
Grand Island Games. They do it every year. It's businesses. Like if you guys here at the radio station got a team together and you know, I'm not 100% sure how it all works because I've never done it, participated, but you do different games. They set up different things around town to do things and whatever business wins, however, whatever. But it's pretty fun. Last year they added the trivia, so I did it last year. And, you know, there's a ton of people. And all the businesses are wearing different color shirts, so you know who's who and whatever. But, yeah. And then Saturday is my once a month. I'm doing the music bingo. And 70s and 80s. And the fun part, like I said, and there's some people like, I don't know music that well, but you don't have to. Basically, I'll tell you what it is. I'll play the song. The most fun part I feel is like the trivia part of it with me. I will ask you trivia questions about pop culture things that happened the years the songs came out. And it's really fun to kind of go back in time. And and you get a ticket because I have prizes. And then you get a bingo, you get a ticket, you get a question right, you get a ticket, that kind of thing. So it's fun.
It sounds good. Wine, Beer, and Spirits tomorrow is general trivia.
Yep.
Friday is music bingo.
It's Saturday is music bingo. Friday is Grand Island Games. That's a closed event. You know, it's not.
It is a closed event.
Yeah.
On Friday.
It's not for the, you have to be part of the Grand Island Games.
Gotcha.
I mean, I wouldn't care if you came and there was room. I wouldn't care.
What is attendance like for the Grand Island Game? Oh, you said you haven't done it before.
No, I did it last year. Thanks for listening to me, by the way.
I'm sorry, would you?
Yeah. No, I did it last year, and gosh, it seemed like there was 12, 13, 14 teams. There was.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a lot.
That's big.
Yeah, it was a lot. I'm expecting the same this year. And I got a great sheet. Great sheet of questions. So when I got music, I'll throw music in there of this and that. So
what do you have a bonus question
I
for
do.
Us?
So I am.
Is it about Gunsmoke?
No.
It's MASH?
No.
Star Trek?
No.
Okay.
So you have to pick, because I know the last 2 weeks we've been on McDonald's.
Oh, that's right.
So I have a Burger King question. Or I will do a music question.
Can you do both?
No.
I'll give you a dollar.
No, I'll ask you the other one off the air.
Okay.
But the Burger King one is, I don't think you would get it. The music question you probably will get.
You really have to do both because I want both.
I'll give you the other one off the air. I can't give everybody two free ones.
Give me Burger King.
Okay. And I think that's better for the people who tune in. And thank you for everybody of the trivia players who listen. Janelle, I appreciate you. And you know I will be asking that Gunsmoke question too. So she was mad last week because the question you asked was the Clint Eastwood, yeah, the Butch Cassidy one. And she gets up early and listens. So anyway, good morning, Janelle. Okay, so this one is difficult. This one. Okay. Finish the 1974 Burger King jingle. Hold the pickle, hold the lettuce. Special orders. Blank, blank, blank. It was a commercial. Like the family went up to the counter and it's a jingle. They sing it. Hold the lettuce, special orders.
Don't upset us.
Oh my God.
If you didn't sing it, it would not have triggered.
Really?
No, yeah. I wouldn't have gotten it.
I'm going to have to sing it tomorrow.
Well, you wait and see if they can get it. And the hint, I consider it a hint when you start to sing it.
Right.
Because it was right there.
I can't believe you got that. I had to go back and I Googled that and I'm like, huh, I remember it. Obviously, I was
special orders don't upset us.
What a stupid commercial.
How come McDonald's does not bring back the you deserve a break today?
Yeah.
That was such a great ad campaign.
Yeah,
and
the
world is in the crapper today.
Right.
That's the ad campaign that needs to come back.
Right.
Isn't it?
I'll ask you another McDonald's question, and this I had on my music bingo one, and I could use this another time. But so this song came on, and it was a song from 1979. I said, okay, 1979, McDonald's introduced what new item? What in 1979? And everybody's saying, you know, this, that Quarter Pounder, Big Mac, McRib, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And I'm like, nope, nope, nope. They still have it today.
Introduced in 79?
1979. It was the first. No guesses, no, huh?
The first what?
Happy Meal.
Oh, that was 79. They didn't have Happy Meals before that?
1979.
Interesting.
What, do you remember that? Like getting a
I never got a Happy Meal in my life. My grandparents once in a while would take me and my brother to the drive-thru. And this is funny about how times have changed. They didn't ask us what we wanted. I just remember ordering and they from the front seat, hand us to the back seat. Each of us got a bag.
Yeah.
The cheeseburger, fries, McNuggets, whatever.
Yeah.
Not today. Like, hey, little boy, what do you want to eat? Yeah. No, they decided for us.
Yeah.
I never had a Happy Meal in my life. I feel like I missed out. Was there a toy in there?
What about? Yes. Of course there was. And those are collectible.
Is there a toy in Happy Meal?
Yes. Those are collectible. So here's my thing. My boyfriend Josh, I say, remember the hot apple pies end flap things, you know, and the little vent hole, and it's like they're piping hot,
They cause third degree burns.
Yeah. He said, I don't know what you're talking about. I've never had one of those. I'm like,
really?
Oh, okay. I mean, I don't understand that, but did your parents not love you? Like, that's how you knew your parents loved you, when you got an apple pie.
That gave you third-degree burns.
Third-degree burns. Oh, and they did, too.
Why so hot? Jeez, Louise.
It was great with that little vent hole. Remember that? There was one little, yeah, good times.
That would have been a lawsuit that I could understand.
Yeah, not the coffee.
No, the coffee doesn't make... Coffee's supposed to be hot. You expect it to be hot. You spill it, it's your own fault. How she won money on that is outrageous to me.
That was crazy.
But the molten lava pie at McDonald's, that I could see. Because, I mean, that's like...
Yeah. So I don't know if I have any more fast food questions for you. Today might be the end of the... But when I saw that on my sheet, I'm like, I'm going to give you a choice. I'm going to give you a choice. I'm glad you picked it. I can't believe you got that right.
Special orders, don't upset us.
Yeah. Google that. Google that old commercial. It's so bad.
For Lori's schedule, go to GI Trivia on Facebook. It's GI, put a space, trivia, And you'll see that she's at Wine, Beer, and Spirits for the next 3 days, although Friday is closed unless you're into GI games.
Yeah.
Lori, thanks for hanging.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's been fun.
Broadcasting live from the Island Studios.
Okay, cool.
Let's go. Powered by Ken's Appliance. 107.7 The Island.